Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and if you ever need to know how nuts this place is.
You can tell when two teams are losing.
Jeff and Anthony. I mean, poor Ryan the Stallion.
That's not Anthony. It ain't not Anthony, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it Anthony?
He's not Haney, but that dude's name is.
I didn't know his name was Anthony.
That dude's name is Anthony. He's not Anthony Haney, but his name is Anthony.
Okay.
And him and Jeff are just screaming at each other. For the entire commercial break.
I just say both
he's
your teams
out of
suck.
His mind, bro. He's out of his mind. That's what he is.
Jeff,
out of his mind.
You know, but Jeffrey, you know what you're doing right now, dog? You are trying to deal with your pain by yelling at him about the Giants.
I didn't even yell. I just said that he asked who lost was worse. I said theirs. They gave up 30 points in one quarter. We got whooped over an entire game.
If I may, in an effort, and I'm not great at this, left hand up. In an effort to keep our show on the rails, we're going to have that discussion tomorrow. Anthony, you're welcome to join. You two can scream at each other. We'll make Ryan the Stallion awkwardly sit between the two of you while you guys look like you're about to fist fight. For now, Jeff and Anthony, we're going to focus on this show and stop screaming at each other. That was something, B. Also, the highlight of that exchange was B. Mitch not realizing that dude's name is Anthony also. What did you think his name was?
I don't even know. The Giants fan. That's what I thought.
All right. Jeff, you wanted to go. What's your blame pie for yesterday?
My blame pie is on the entire team. I don't care. I know our players were hurt. But, bro, there's no reason Jaden is putting the ball right between your numbers and the ball is hitting the ground. There's no reason the Dallas Cowboys defense looked like the number one defense in the league yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This was the worst loss only because it was to the Cowboys and the way we lost.
Sure. Yeah.
Like the way we lost. We got smacked in the mouth.
BTA all day.
I got like four text messages of this video going around of this old Cowboys fan spanking the ground with the belt. I got people like the Giants who just came in here and lost yelling at us. And I'm like, dude, we didn't even play y'all. It sucks. And they need to get this together. They need Joe Witt. I don't know why, bro, but every game there's a game where the coverage is breaking down completely. Every game there's a defensive play like, what is going on? And we seen that yesterday.
Oh, boy.
We seen it. And so I don't even want to be like, yo, good game, Deron Payne. He did, but like that small piece of light does not shadow all the dark, like overshadow all the darkness that was there yesterday. It looked bad. Jaden is hurt. Like, this seems bad.
You know it's bad when we're all still reacting to how bad it is, and Jaden is hurt and going for an MRI, and that's not even the top story.
Yes.
And maybe that's because he already missed two games. Like,
yeah.
It's their first time. So they dropped to 3-4 yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's their first time under 500 since week one last year.
Yeah.
And last year that included a three-game losing streak.
Yeah, JP, like I told y'all in the break, I'm like that little kid that's preparing to get whooped by his parents. And I'm clenching my butt cheeks because for the next 3 weeks, we got some tough opponents.
Yeah.
And if we don't clench them cheeks right now, hoping our parents be like, I'm going to let you slide today. You better not do it tomorrow.
No, they're not going to let you slide, Jay.
Landfill, Jeff has had a lot of like butt cheek related conversation this morning. Have
because we're getting a belt, JP. We got whooped.
We got
yesterday.
BTA, dog.
We got whooped like a bad. Straight
but you know what though? Like I listen, man. This my whole mindset. I like to discuss the games and have the critique about what's this or that. Yeah, that game was awful, but you still give the Ron Payne credit. But I refuse to go on a roller coaster ride over every quarter, every game, like drastically. That right there will run you SAC. I'll tell you what that means off air. And I'm not trying to be that. You know, there's a reason why players after a game have certain discussions and everybody else lose their mind. You got to stay even keel for the most part if you are a player. And I think a lot of the former players have that mindset. But, dude, to just react to every little thing under the sun, you can run yourself crazy, dude.
Totally agree. And that was my message after the Bears game. You like, this was a crazy situational loss. It impacted a lot. Yesterday, though, was not like a bunch of little things. Yesterday was BTA.
Yeah.
We'll go to these phones. Fuad is in Silver Spring. What's up, Fuad? What's your blame pie look like?
This one's going to be pretty straightforward, predominantly coaching, especially defensive coaching. And I'm going to do a little bit on AP. Now, I know last year, like B. Mitch said, the 12-5 and the run kind of clouded our judgment and expectations, which is why everybody is so upset that this season has gone the way it is. But at the end of the day, I have to question the staff when we've drafted players like McGee and Medrano, young players that are fast, that can make mistakes, just like these older players are making mistakes, but their athleticism has a chance to make up for those mistakes. So I know they want to lean on the vets, but the vets that they're leaning on are not getting the job done. So if they continue to put these guys out there, we have to start questioning the decision-making when it comes to, we have to know what pieces we have. There's no way for us to know what pieces that we're going to have for the future if we're not giving them the opportunity to showcase whether they can play or not.
Are you speaking about yourself or are you speaking about the coaches? Because I think the coaches might already know what they have so far. And I would ask the question to you and any other fan that call in with that question. If you put those young guys on the field and you keep getting your ass whipped, are you going to give them a pass?
When, the young guys?
I'm asking a question, yes or no? Are you going to give them a pass?
Yes,
are you going to still say, well, didn't it be the young guys aren't good enough, why did you draft them? See, it doesn't stop, dude.
I would give them okay, so what's the point of drafting them if you're not going to play them?
You don't draft everybody just to play them immediately. You draft a lot of people and you want to build them into something and see where they're going to come. That's why I have a draft every year.
But so the other part of this, like, theoretically, I understand what you're saying. If you're looking defensively, do you know who played the most snaps yesterday?
No, who did?
Trey Amos, who's a rookie. Like, I think the guys that are able to perform are playing. Josh Connerly has started every game, right? Now, maybe that's the first and second round pick, but your first and second round picks are supposed to play for you right away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If the argument, the only real argument for a young guy that maybe should be on the field more, I think might be Jordan McGee. He played 33% of snaps last night. Now, granted, he's playing a ton of special teams. He played 94% of the special team snaps. So maybe they really value him there
been hurt
and don't
want to
lose
part.
Him. Last year, of the season. Revo, they got playing a lot. Revo played 72% of special team snaps and 87% of the defensive snaps. But, like, I don't know that there is a young guy forcing his way onto the field that they're not giving the opportunities to.
See, this is like...
Now,
like,
offensively, that might look different. Maybe Lane, Sennett should be getting more work, and they're not. But defensively, the Jordan McGee question, I think, exists. But outside of that, like, who is the young guy? Johnny Newton, maybe you want getting more snaps?
But Johnny is a guy who goes out and gets a good bit of snaps. But my thing is, in the past, when people were asking for young guys to play, the young guys had went out and performed and done something. this day and age, they just want young guys to play because young they wanted to be a young guy playing. Because now we get so much hype from social media aspects of stuff and the feeling of a guy being good before you really know if they are or not.
So, Brian, I have a question. How do we improve our team? Could you agree that we are a slow and old team, especially on defense? Would you agree with that?
I feel we're slow at some positions, yes.
So how do we improve that if it's not scheme related?
I
don't know that you can.
I think you can improve your team if you're up front, people. See, you're worried about the linebackers and the cornerback. I'm worried about up front. If the up front was more dominant, more pressure, everybody else would look good. I promise that. But we don't care about the up front. No, we care about the skill positions. And the skill positions don't make it go. Those big dudes, I'll use Doc's analogy, smell like bacon. Those guys make it go, but that's not sexy enough for people.
No, but I agree. Our front line has been started off the season playing well, but when the back end is just it's food for everybody that plays against us, teams don't have to respect what our front four can do because they know we can get whatever we want over the top on the second and third level.
Because the front four got to get more pressure, and then they won't be able to get it over the top. If you look yesterday, right after Dak let all them balls go, somebody showed up. Mm-hmm. Right after he let him go, somebody showed up. If they show up prior to him letting that ball go, maybe that ball can't get all the way down that field.
Hey, thanks for the call, Fuad. Appreciate the conversation, dude. I hope I'm saying that name right, by the way. Schematically, do they have to do something to generate pressure? Because they weren't getting home yesterday.
Yes. I mean, just doing it like
you've been
doing
it. If you're getting beat over the top anyway, F it. Blitz.
Yeah.
You might get beat over the top still, but at least you're trying to change the outcome.
As I stated earlier, and I'm going to keep saying it, everybody has to do some deep soul searching. Because right now, just because you think it's supposed to be doing it, ain't. You got to find a way to make it happen. You got to adjust some things.
Well, and
it's time for check the pancakes, baby. We got to adjust some things.
DQ yesterday, that was as upset, pissed off as I'd seen him, I think, in a post game. And mm-hmm. understandably, because he just got smoked, right?
Yeah.
And in his time here in Washington, Dallas has had his number. I mean, he's now 1-2 against them as a Commanders head coach. And the one win was a last second week 18 kind of funky thing. He said over and over, we got to look at everything. We got to look at everything. It's easy to say that in the moments after the game. I wonder how much follow-through there'll be on that. But, like, if you're not going to change the personnel on the field, they're not
going to... virtually impossible.
They're not going to fire anybody. I'd be damn right shocked if somebody was fired. Then you have to change what the people on the field are doing.
Yeah.
And maybe yesterday's just a really bad recipe with Dak playing an elite level, CD back on the field, Pickens playing an elite level. But, like, that's not going to get easier.
No, it's not.
Kansas City's offense is rolling.
You're going to have to change some things. And, like, the thing of it is, when you start asking what's the personality of the team, when we were talking about Kansas City earlier, I kept saying they still got 15. They got Andy. They got guys coming back. And everybody, well, look at their record. When you start to make some adjustments and you start getting healthier while making adjustments, things drastically change for you. We have seen this team for years get it done, but they've been doing this for about 7-8 years now. This team is in the second year of all this stuff, and this is not making any excuses, it's facts. We don't really know what the identity of this team is. Last year, they were aggressive. They were strong down the stretch. Made some magnificent plays. This year, early on, we say they weren't aggressive. Then they started being aggressive yesterday. Some people questioned them being aggressive yesterday. The ultimate thing on this thing is this team is nowhere close to being close to that finished product to where now you can consistently begin to do things because you know what they do well. Hell, by the time we get to that point, guess what? Some other people are going to be gone. People calling the players be gone. And it'd be the players still got to get it done. But in the second year right now, with all these injuries, it's tough. But I still say the people playing in the position are in place of the guys that are hurt. Let's call the offense for them not those that are gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think the worst thing coaches can do is not make adjustments to the personnel on the field.
There you go.
And I don't know what you do significantly different offensively, but Robbie Chosa gave you something yesterday. Yeah. He looked quick. Chris Moore, I thought, was, you know, decent. Lane and Luke had two targets, zero catches. I mean, that's pretty damn shocking in that game, considering you only had four active wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Ertz, and I'm a big Ertz supporter, he had seven targets, three catches.
Yeah.
He had the catch in the end zone, but like,
maybe
you get Sennett work. Maybe you give other dudes opportunities.
See, I'm big fans of a lot of guys on the team, but I see the little things that hold certain guys back to where they don't make plays. You know, and when you look at it, people automatically go, oh, man, there's a certain thing about when you run routes, you can't round stuff crisp. When you come out of a break, you don't coast, you full speed.
Right.
All those little things are learned over time. But we as fans, all we see is he ran a touchdown 3 weeks in a row. And when you saw him get those touchdowns, he was wide-ass open. He wasn't wide-ass open just because of a route he ran on somebody. He was wide-ass open because those people on defense were trying to stop the other people. So things have to be worked out.
Well, Jaden even said, he's like, man, two of those touchdowns are the most wide-open I've ever seen. The touchdown Luke scored against the Bears was just an elite scheme from Kliff there.
Yeah.
They had the bunch set on the left side. They caught Chicago in the wrong situation for it. Like, it just was a disaster. And that's not to discredit anything Luke did. He did it well. But
it's not. He did what he was supposed to do. But the thing of it is, as I listen to fans, they only see the end result. They don't know how some things happen. There are a lot of times when you see a guy open on the backside, guess why? Because the damn defensive back fell down.
Right.
Or something else happened. But we go, see, he needs more opportunities. That's not necessarily the case all the time. Football is way more complex than what we think, but it's a lot less complex than what we make it. You get what I'm saying?
Well said. Phones, stay there. We're coming to you. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, Blame Pie, Misery Monday, all of the negative terms. And Rooster's here holding donuts. Let's see what's going on. Maybe they're a week old.
How old are these, Roos?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
God, those early, like, heavy Parliament Funkadelic influence tracks from Dre. Goodness gracious, those are good. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. It is Misery Monday. Jeff had a very distinct way of describing yesterday's loss. I believe it's an old Ice Cube song. Is that how you describe that?
Yes.
If you know, you know on that. Like, I say most things on the radio, I'm going to keep that to myself, but if you know that song, you know what happened in Jeff's description of yesterday's game.
Yeah.
Do want to let the folks on the phones weigh in. Phones have been packed. If you're on, you're coming on the show. Don't worry. I got this tweet from Jonesy DC. Said,
Jonesy,
my blame pie mostly goes to the coaching staff in putting the right guys who could help you on offense. Should have been in more than just a few times. Fundamental issues on the D. I am pissed off. I think that's a fair place. If you watched yesterday, you wonder if everybody was in the best position to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Adam is in Alexandria. What's up, Adam?
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing today?
We good.
Good, man.
Yeah, so my pie chart is 65% defense, 30% coaching staff, and then 5% everyone. Lack of effort, lack of passion from yesterday's game. I ain't gonna lie to you guys.
That's a tough one. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. I like just the everyone category. I mean, hell, we had one dude call and blame Major Tutty. So
yeah, that was hard. That was hard. He was going hard on that.
Tyler is in PA. Tyler.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to say I'm a longtime fan.
Thanks, bud.
All right, man.
I'm going 55 defense, 45 offense. That goes for players and coaches. Offense, the 45% injuries. I think we've only had three games where we were fully healthy minus Sam Cosmi. So JD, Terry, Debo, Eckler, you know, the offense does look stale, but you have Jaden Daniels throwing to Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen. I mean, what can you really expect from that offense? Obviously, we want to see them put up points. Jaden Daniels, he's shown, you know, he has the magic to make things work, but, I mean, who's he really have out there with all these injuries? We're still giving up chunk plays on the defense. It gives me flashbacks from years ago. You see a team at 3rd and 20, and you already expect they're either going to pick up the whole 20 yards or most of it. Another thing is the run game. To start the game off, JCM had 4 carries for 25 yards. I thought he was going to have a career game. He finished with 13 for 33. So over 9 carries, he got 8 yards. We lost our best defensive lineman in Dorrance Armstrong. But, you know, there is positive flashes. As I was waiting to get on the line, I started cracking up because you see McCaffrey, he hasn't had a big impact in the passing game, but his return game, I mean, has been incredible compared to Dax Milne that we had a couple years out there. I mean, every time they kicked that guy the ball.
Dax Milne.
I shrieked. I didn't know what was going to happen. And, you know, it's nice to see with – even if McCaffrey doesn't pan out, he only played wide receiver, what, 1 year in college?
Something like that, yep.
At BYU. So, I mean, it's going to take time. Nice. And, you know, we did trade for Debo and Tunsil in the offseason, which is – panned out, as you guys said earlier. Lattimore, it's going to happen. The dude was an all-pro in New Orleans. I don't know what happened, but a quote real quick that I'm going to finish with because I know you guys want to move on. In the Bears game, the one announcer, it was like 3rd or 4th down, and the announcer said, if I'm the Bears, I'm throwing it towards number 2. And that's just, it's the truth, though. He gives me Benjamin St. Juice flashbacks. The wide receiver's either going to be open or he's going to get a defensive pass interference. But
That announcer was Troy Aikman, by the way. That's a guy that knows a thing or two about
quarterbacks. And that's how teams are playing it with us. Seriously.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, like you guys said, we're 2 years into this. Last year, I don't want to call it a fluke, but how much stuff went our way, you know, and we got lucky for that, and it was great. But, you know, the thing with everyone wants to say about Sano or Sanot, Zach Ertz played in front of Goedert. Look how he panned out. Zach Ertz played in front of Trey McBride.
Is this a bit, dog? Or are you just, like, this is a very good call, but your pronunciation on names is astonishing.
I'm sorry.
No, dude.
I know, and I'm in so many fantasy leagues. I need to do better. But Zach Ertz was in front of Goedert and McBride. And look how both of them panned out. So I have hope for Ben. It's just going to take some years. And like you guys said, you have the young guys out there. That 44 points we gave up could have been 64.
Yeah, they could have dropped 50.
You know, we did bring in a lot of older talent, and it did help, and it patched holes. You got to give it a couple years. But with Jaden Daniels, anything's possible. So that's how I'm going to end it with that. Thank you guys
Appreciate
for the
you,
show.
Brother.
Thanks,
I've been
dude.
Following you guys for years. So have a good rest of your day.
Thanks,
thank you,
bro. Listen, man.
He has a little bit of that hockey accent,
Doug,
doesn't he?
That was a good call.
Yeah.
But the amount of mispronounced names was astonishing. Goedert, Dax Milne.
Yeah, Milne wrong. But the Senate, I've heard people say Senate names so many wrong. Senate, Sanot.
Yeah.
You know?
That was something. Do you remember, I was thinking about this weekend. You remember, this is a couple of years ago when the governor was out of town and the lieutenant governor joined us to make the picks. Uh-huh. And she said Nick Saban.
Yeah.
That one's always stuck with me too, man. Trevor's in Silver Spring. Trev, what's up, dude? Who you mad at?
I remember
at?
That.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yo, fellas, I appreciate y'all taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
I grew up in Silver Spring, just to give you a background. This team has been a part of my life since I was a kid. But I live out in Norway now, and let me tell you, it's the middle of the night when I watch these games. Every day, I'm up at 2, 3 in the morning watching this team, and after the game, I'm locked into you guys. So I really appreciate everything you do. So when I say...
Appreciate you.
You give me a piece of home from overseas, I mean that. Even when this team breaks my heart, this show keeps me connected. So my head, so for the blame pie, now, last night, that wasn't just a loss. That was a self-destruction. My blame pie is 70% on us, 20% on Jaden's injury, and 10% on Dallas doing what Dallas does to us. Because they didn't beat us clean, we beat ourselves. Now, for the 70%, let's talk about that. 11 penalties for 118 yards. That's not detail. That's just the game right there. Every time we had momentum, a flag came flying, holding on offense, pass interference, personal fouls, whatever. That's coaching. That's leadership. That's situational awareness. I'm sitting here in Norway watching the game on my laptop, and I could feel the momentum shifting every single play.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's the defense giving up explosive plays. In man coverage, picking people up, attacking these corners. And that's not just bad luck. That guy's not locked in. Not finishing plays. You can't win football games if your defense folds every time. I played linebacker at Rutgers. So coaching plays a big role here too. No adjustments. And we know this at Redskins fans in the past. No adjustments at halftime when things started to slip. The Cowboys came out at halftime sharper. We came out flat. That's not on Jaden. That's on preparation. Now, 20% Jaden's injury, I'm going to brush through that. I mean, people were saying we could come back, but I don't really believe it. And then the 10% credit to Dallas. So the big picture is this team has real talent. There are flashes. Jaden's a baller. Some young pieces are stepping up. But none of that matters if you keep beating ourselves. Penalty of discipline, tackling, situational awareness. That's culture. That's leadership. And these old guys, I mean, I don't know. Lattimore, he reminds me of, what's his name again? Josh Norman. Signed this guy, old guy. Like, come on, man. Like, even though he has leadership, like the old caller said, but come on, man. It's too much. So, at the end of the day, my question for you guys is, if you're in that locker room this week, what's the first real move you make to turn it around? Is it accountability at practice? Is it coaching? Is it sitting a few guys down to make a statement? Because this right here is the kind of loss that either breaks a team or wakes it up. I mean, because these matchups coming up are, I mean, come on, guys.
They're going to be brutal.
I mean, it's,
Thanks for the call, bro.
Appreciate you.
Get some rest, man.
Call us from Norway, baby. But, you know, like you said, if you're in the locker room, ain't much you can do. But as a player, you're a professional. You can improve yourself. Everybody can. And if you see something that's not working, go to the coach and have a discussion with him. You know, I think when people go to a coach and say, look, coach, we've been trying this. It's not working. Look, I see this. If you go tell the coach you've been looking at the film and you see something, he might want to pay attention to what you're saying. But if you never do it, and then you complain later, then the coach is not going to ever just say, well, you know, he came and talked to me. You know what I'm saying? You got to find out how to do it. I can't call him out publicly, but you damn sure, look, we've been trying this all this time, and this is what's going on. Let's try something else. I'm telling you, I've been watching film. That's going to show him that you're in tune. You know what's happening. And I think most coaches will listen in that situation.
The one thing I didn't agree with, I think his name was Tyler calling from Norway, was that he said this was self-destruction. I think the Bears game was self-destruction by Washington. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they just got beat. They got beat down.
Yeah, but the 8 penalties is self-destruction in a sense.
Certainly. You can make a real argument they were the better team against Chicago. Yesterday, they were not the better team, period. So that dude just checked in with us from Norway. Listen to this. I got a tweet from Issa. He says, I'm drinking at an airport in Tokyo right now.
Damn.
Watch that game on my phone at 5 a.m., shaking my head. Everyone is to blame. So then I asked, naturally, what are you drinking? He said, sake and bourbon, red eye to Thailand. Watch Jaden fumble against Chicago on a bullet train passing Mount Fuji.
Not this my dude favorite. Having a life.
People are out there.
Out there.
It's a big, wide world.
Paying attention. I like that.
The chat is asking for Lamphill's take. The chat is not asking for Chris Russell's take, but they might get it anyway. Phone lines are packed. We're taking calls the whole way till the end of the show. If you are on hold, stay there. You will get on the program. That's a blood bank guarantee. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, buddy, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Legit Misery Monday today.
Misery.
BTA and Jerry World.
Go to arse.
Shout out to Chris Russell for bringing in fresh donuts.
Yeah.
I can taste the freshness.
Wasn't it from 8 weeks ago?
I don't believe so.
Nothing but the best for you guys. I would never bring in leftovers for you.
Roos, really? Did you watch the game yesterday or were you busy?
I was.
Word on the street is you were busy.
I was busy, but I was actually watching the game. See, that's how it works. Both? Well, because I'm busy watching the game, B. Mitch, I'm taking diligent notes. I'm trying to study and analyze. I'm trying to break things down. I'm trying to get ahead of the scheme.
I
saw
that question I asked
you.
How do you do both?
Good job.
Yeah.
What's your blame pie from yesterday?
I cooked dinner in the fourth quarter, by the way.
You could.
Yeah.
It was written at that point.
What'd
you
cook? It was written.
Spaghetti?
Little chicken and turkey sausage.
Okay.
A boneless chicken, turkey sausage.
You love some sausage.
Yeah,
I would hope that the sausages don't have no damn bones in it. I mean, you ever got a sausage with bone in it?
No.
He said, I had boneless turkey and a chicken sausage.
No, I said boneless chicken and turkey sausage.
Oh, you didn't.
You kind of said it weird.
Turkey sausage is just like a cheap imposter of real good sausage.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have sausage.
Yeah. I had some chicken sausage yesterday at the hotel, and that was, you look at it, it looked like sausage. You eat it, it's like, this don't taste right.
But if you're going to have sausage, you want it to be sausage, you know?
Yeah, I got
you. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You're the sausage expert. You're the sausage king of Chicago.
Yeah. I don't know if you brought me in here to talk about sausage.
Dave Froman.
It was a... I missed that. It was a brutal game, boys. As you guys have been talking about, I don't know who to blame more. I mean, both units sucked. Special teams did not lose them this game. I thought that would be a factor. I thought we would be looking at a Matt Gay missed field goal at some point. You know, maybe being the difference in the game. The only thing I could point to is I wish they would have kicked the extra point early after the first touchdown.
I didn't
instead
mind
of going
the
for the 2-point conversion. Yeah, I did. I didn't like it. It's not the end of the world.
Proved.
I mean, if Zach holds that block, they're walking in the end zone.
Yeah, and that's fair. And that's the defense. I don't like chasing points at that point, but whatever. I mean, listen, here's the bottom line.
I don't think it's chasing points in a game you know it's going to be high scoring.
Well, isn't that technically the definition of when you would be chasing points?
I think.
Because
you're
at that point, up 8-7, you're not trying to get to 3 because you think you're going to hold them at 7 and you only want them to be able to tie it on a field goal at the end. You know what I'm saying? If you do that in the fourth quarter, everybody understands. You do that in the third quarter in today's NFL, everybody understands. First quarter was early to me. Anyway, I know you guys don't want to argue about that. Listen, the bottom line is, and as much as I try and be fair to Joe Witt and fair to the defense, they keep giving up these crazy freaking explosives by colliding into each other. And I went and I did, I don't know if you guys saw, but I cut up the three videos or I chopped up the three videos of Bobby Wagner running into two Falcons on the 69-yard wheel route to Bijan Robinson in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Last Monday night, Quan Martin banging into Marshawn Lattimore on the 55-yard DeAndre Swift touchdown. And then yesterday, of course, Lattimore and Quan Martin again for the 74-yarder or whatever. Three arguably biggest plays of the year against this defense, and all three, they've collided into people.
Yeah,
whether
the one
it be their teammates
was,
or...
The one yesterday totally...
Yeah.
It was a guy trying to make an individual play instead of just making the play.
Yeah.
And I think the one with Bobby, he was trying to fight through, ended up bumping into the people. Quan and them are both trying to get the touchdown. But that one yesterday, he was playing for an interception.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to do if I'm going for an interception is go behind Lamb. If the ball going to come to him before it comes to me.
Right.
He more than likely going to catch it and drop
and,
it.
And run.
But if he had just changed that angle and hit him here, he might let that ball go, and he may be going out the game, too.
But, and I agree with you, but isn't that crazy? The arguably, the three big, and maybe they are, by yardage. I don't remember bigger yardage plays than those. Mm-hmm. I could be missing one. But the three biggest plays against this defense this year and in the last month has been because they literally collided with each other or with the opponent trying to get from point A to point B. I don't know. I find that incredibly strange. Is that a scheme thing, B?
No, that has nothing to do with the scheme. Because if you look at that play, when Dak threw the ball, Marshawn left Pickett and came back.
Right.
So it's not a scheme thing because he was on Pickett, but he left him and he went. You could see him going for the INT.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of this ball is not angling over him, it's coming to him. I need to hit him.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not that's not a scheme thing.
Yeah.
I
didn't think it was.
That's just bad
luck,
in
bad
the game.
Yeah. You know, bad whatever. Bad juju. I don't know what you call it.
For me, I don't think there's a ton of personnel changes that make a ton of difference. I do wonder if there's one with Lattimore. I think there are going to be opportunities when you're the outside corner where you've got to be able to cover one on one. And yeah, Pickens and Lamb are monsters. But Kansas City's gonna roll four.
Yeah.
Fast
speedsters.
Yeah. Rice, Worthy, the guy Tyquan Thornton's making plays. Juju's making plays.
Juju's still making
and
plays.
And you've got Kelsey in the middle that you got to try to account for. The best receiver they're going to face this year is the week after that in Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So like,
I don't know if you guys have discussed this. Like, what's the answer that's available? Is it just simply Sanders still to the outside like he was most of last year, and you sit down Lattimore with Jonathan Jones now back? Is that what you do? I guess that's what you do. And because, like, I was thinking Lattimore was actually improving the last couple of games until yesterday. Yeah. And he was competitive on the DPI on the first series. He was competitive as hell on the ball on the sidelines. Just a beautiful throw. But you know what? He doesn't make any of those plays anymore. Any of them, ever.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't.
You don't get doubled up and it's on one player.
Yeah.
But if you're seriously looking at personnel changes, that's probably one of the few you can make. I don't know. What's crazy is you know it's a really bad loss when the quarterback, the all-world quarterback, is hurt, and that's not really the top topic. Chris, the producers tell me you have to go do something.
Yeah, they were just calling you, Chris. You didn't ask.
Yeah. I thought that was my son. Pre-show.
Pre-show meeting.
Sure, absolutely. We're just going to make like we don't exist from 1 until 2, and then at 2 we'll exist.
Perfect.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for the time.
Boys.
Thank you for the donuts.
Yep, fresh.
That's Chris Russell.
I'll bring you guys in stale donuts tomorrow.
That's all right.
All parking-related requests at WrestleMania621. Everybody on the phone, stay there. We're taking your calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.